My name is Mike Gibb. I run AccountsRecovery.net, a news site for the accounts receivable management industry, and I'm excited to bring you today's webinar on an overlooked area of collections, effective judgment recovery. This webinar is being generously sponsored by Judgment Recovery Assistance, a bank account locate, place of employment locate, and other financial asset location company. Judgment Recovery Assistance, which can be found at judgmentrecoveryassst.com, has helped thousands of judgment holders to get satisfaction and recover the funds to which they are owed. Individuals are getting better at hiding their financial assets. This is making it harder for collection law firms, collection agencies, debt buyers, and individuals that have won a judgment in a court of law. Some statistics state trillions of dollars in uncollected judgments sit in file cabinets located in courthouses throughout the United States. The amount of uncovered debt in the United States continues to climb as consumers take on more debt. These statistics indicate why it is so important to fully investigate the financial situations of consumers when attempting to recover a judgment. Judgment Recovery Assistance has a proprietary method of locating assets that make the company the very best choice to locate financial assets. We are fortunate today to have three judgment recovery collection experts who will share their tips and techniques to help improve your judgment recovery chances. Allow me to introduce our speakers. Robert Pinchuk is the founder and president of Judgment Recovery Assistance. JRA is a company that helps all judgment holders recover unpaid judgments. Deborah Leiston, executive vice president of JRA, and Lorelei Watts, an asset investigator that works closely with Judgment Recovery Assistance, are also with us today. Robert, let me start by asking you the first question. Why did you start a company that locates judgment debtors' assets?
Well, I own a couple other companies that are directories of debt collection attorneys that are utilized by collection agencies worldwide. One of them is called the Columbia Law List, and then the other one is the Commercial Bar. And I found that the lawyers, through just personal questionnaires that I sent out, were getting a lot more judgments than they were collecting on the judgments. And it seems like everybody in the business and the lawyers I spoke to work real hard to file lawsuits and bring debtors in for depositions and convince a judge to give a judgment. It takes a lot of work. And once they get the judgment, they sort of just drop it. And I don't know what the psychology is on that, but they just drop it. And so what I did is I decided to come up with a way that they can make money in addition to the collections that they're making on the front-end collection fees. So I started seizeassets.com many years ago in hopes to help my listed attorneys in Commercial Bar and Columbia List to get more funds out of their debtors' accounts. So that's the reason I started it, and we proceeded to find ways that other vendors didn't know. We had other means and connections to find information on debtors, and we became, in my eyes, one of the best companies to utilize for this service. We often take files from debt collection providers, creditors, collection agencies, individuals, that they've used other services that they didn't find a bank account. And we found a bank account and they were thrilled. We just had a lawyer the other day call us up and thank us because he hit $92,000 on an account in Miami, Florida.
Wow.
And they call us all the time and, you know, they grab me all the time when I go to these conferences. And say, Robert, thank you. You made our month. And we've helped lawyers collect judgments from just a couple of thousand dollars to $1 million.
Wow, that's impressive. How has Judgment Recovery ASST.com helped lawyers and collection providers worldwide?
Well, you know, as I was saying, we, you know, we really have helped them to bring in more revenue. And we continually refined our ways of finding this information. And we believe that if a debtor has a bank account in their name anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world, we will locate it. Given the information of just getting the debtor's name, last known address, and social security number and date of birth. With that information, nobody will hide from us.
Wow. What are the requirements to qualify as a client of Judgment Recovery ASST.com?
Well, you know, you have to have permissibility. Permissibility is something that the government set up that makes it legal for us to do this. Permissibility would be that you need to have a judgment, or you need to be involved in a lawsuit where somebody broke a contract. And those are, in my eyes, on the top of the list were permissibility. So we make sure our clients have this before we proceed. We can't just take somebody, call us up and say, hey, find out how much my father has, you know, I'm wondering how much money he has. No, we don't do that. So we follow GLBA law, and then we need permissibility to cover ourselves.
And exactly what services does JRA provide for uncollected judgments?
Well, we do a number of things. Not only do we look at bank accounts, but we also find brokerage accounts. That in itself is very difficult for most companies. And we also have a service where we find places of employment. Now, our place of employment locates were a lot different than the low-value ones you see on the internet where, you know, people charge, you know, $40 or $60.
Right.
Those people represent a very small amount of the population as far as what they're searching. Their records only give them, some cases, 8 or 10% of the population they're working. Whereas we use old-fashioned private investigation tools to find out where a person's working. And if somebody is working, we will locate their job.
Do you think it's getting harder for lawyers and those who have a judgment to try and find assets these days? Are individuals either getting better at it, or is it just becoming harder?
It is difficult. We're a medium-sized company, and we're located in Florida, in Boca Raton, Florida. And many lawyers that I meet at bar meetings and on the West Coast don't realize, you know, our service. We send out emails through our newsletter, collectionindustrynews.com, which, by the way, has 65,000 subscribers plus. And that's how we, you know, we promote our service. And this email list, and these people that are subscribers, are people that we've met at conferences or people that have found us on the internet and wanted to subscribe over the years. The newsletter has been around for over 10 years, and we're very proud of it. And I think if you're in the business and you want to get good information on what's going on out there, I think it's a great newsletter to take a look at. But that's how we find our customers. There's certainly millions of other customers in the United States that have judgments that just don't know about our service, and it's difficult to find us.
Do you find that more people tend to focus on bank accounts versus places of employment? Is there a preference, I guess, if you're looking to collect on a judgment?
Well, you know, I call places of employment the gift that keeps giving. You know, if you can find their employment and you can follow where they're working, you're going to get paid over a time period. And if I had a judgment right now, I would look for their place of employment and their bank. And I would try to resolve my issue through one or the other. and let the debtor make the decision. Very important to do both, I think.
Lorelei, from an investigator's point of view, what are the key components you request in order to successfully locate judgment debtors' bank accounts?
The basic judgment debtors' information required is the person or company's name, the address, the federal tax ID number, or Social Security number is typically enough. To heighten our success rate, we do like to have judgment amount and jurisdiction where it was filed.
What other information can you determine from locating a bank account?
Sometimes we are able to detect a payroll check deposit or locate safety deposit boxes. Also possible are investment accounts such as IRAs, money market accounts, and other bank and loan products.
So what would be the turnaround time on a bank search?
That really does depend on a few factors, the size of the file and the extent of the debtor to hide their funds. We do send our results back as soon as we discover them so that our clients receive the most up-to-date information. We can take up to 25 business days since our bank searches include national banks, medium and small banks, as well as credit unions. On our results returned, we have a 99.9% success rate with a less than 0.1% of errors in our data results.
That's very impressive. Thank you. Deborah, maybe you can help us understand how a client can get started with judgment recovery assistance as a client. Let's talk about how difficult is it to submit judgment debtor files?
Not difficult at all. We have a very user-friendly secured website that once we authorize a client to sign up, they can simply load their judgment debtor's information. And once we have the results, we upload them into the client's JRA website account for easy retrieval. It's that simple.
What's the average percentage of successful bank account location through judgmentrecoveryassist.com?
Well, based on the quality of the file, we have had upwards of 80% success rate, but realistically 65% is an average for delivering actionable bank account information. We also produce high rate result rates in place of employment searches, investment and brokerage accounts, as well as Social Security and tax ID numbers.
What separates JRA from its competition?
JRA utilizes the best technology along with the best investigators to provide our clients with actionable garnishment information, and thus our clients receive tremendous financial satisfaction on their overdue judgment recoveries. JRA does not rely on data matching, and based on the thousands of client files processed yearly, we have earned our clients' loyalty. And our current client referrals have helped us to grow at a higher normal rate annually.
Thank you. Robert, Lorelei, Deborah, thank you so much for sharing your insights. It's always great to hear from experts who really know their stuff. If anyone is interested in learning more, again, please go to judgmentrecoveryassist.com. That's judgmentrecoveryassist.com. Thank you for joining us.